Even though we skip an hour and fast forward, it's still a weekend to stop and pause and do a little plan.
It's the weekend update.
And let's find out what is weekend worthy of your time. First of all, Hank Fan's big one tomorrow. Going to be down live with you starting at 1 o'clock in the fun Fort Worth Stockyards. Because next weekend, it's that IndyCar, and we've been giving away tickets to this, the IndyCar road race there, the Grand Prix of Arlington. Well, that's next weekend down there, but we get you revved up for it tomorrow. And every 15 minutes while we're there, and we're there for 3 hours, 1 to 4.
Oh, bonus
with
round.
With our good friends from the IndyCar Series and the Grand Prix of Arlington, we'll be giving away every 15 minutes tickets to the Sunday race day. Out there live tomorrow in the stockyards, right on the lawn there, in front of the exchange, in the middle of, dead center of the Fort Worth stockyards. So that's going to be cool. And it looks like with the timeline of the weather and whatnot, that will be where we get a little breath of no rain. So we should be good to go tomorrow out there. And they'll have the show car and you can... They're not going to let you drive it down the stockyard.
Are they going to let you drive it?
They might let you. It could be the pace car for the herd.
That'd I was going to say, I bet a drover could do it.
They could keep up with it, too, out there. But, yeah, that'll be tomorrow starting at 1. Would love to hang out with you down in our home away from home till 4 o'clock in the stockyards. Get you those Indy race tickets. Sporting-wise, we got the Rangers out there doing their spring training stuff in Arizona. But a big game tonight. For the Dallas Stars, who have been wheeling and dealing up to the trade deadline. We got another new player. I think his name is Bunting.
Bunking?
Bunting.
Oh, Bunting.
Which is more of a baseball term, so I hope they got the right guy for the right sport.
Or maybe he likes to quilt. It's
that Bunting. Would be an interesting program note, wouldn't it? By your game day programming note, he came from Nashville. Either which way, they take on the division leader, Colorado Avalanche, tonight. The Stars win. They will extend their longest winning streak in franchise history. They're at 10 games right now. Texas high school basketball playoffs continue. Some of those championships already won. More on that later. Lifepan looking at you coming at 7:47. Concert-wise, up there at Choctaw tonight. Dwight Yoakam on the stage. That's worth the drive indeed. And Billy Bob's, they've got a pair tonight. Red Dirt guy. He's a cool dude too. I hope he does one of his covers. Sean McConnell. He does like some Michael Jackson covers. Like, it's better than the original.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, he's awesome. Go see him tonight. And then our big boy, Trace Adkins. Big boy Trace Adkins tomorrow night. And we talked a couple of weeks ago when he talked about this tour, which is jam-packed, full of dates. But Trace says, past this year, I can't promise anything more. So if you are a Trace Adkins fan, an aficionado, tomorrow night, Billy Bob's Texas, just saying, go see him.
That's like a very stern warning.
And when Trace Adkins gives you a stern warning, you tend to straighten up a little bit and listen.
Well, yeah, especially since this whole tour, it had to be postponed, didn't it? Because he got a big old owie. And then this is...
He is injury prone at times, but it's impossible to keep that man down.
Same, Trace, same.
There you go. And then we got rodeo action. This actually goes all the way through the 15th into next week. And it kicked off yesterday. It is the Patriot Fort Worth. And it does just about everything. High-stakes rodeo action going on. A lot of equine events there. And this takes place all across the various venues in the Will Rogers Memorial Complex. So you've got both youth and open, barrel racing, roping of all kinds, and, of course, rough stock. So the Patriot Fort Worth and the Huey Junior Patriot, that's all going down. It also is streaming live on Ride TV, too, so you can check that out. But a lot of big payouts going from the Justin Arena, well, where we do the stock show, Will Rogers Coliseum, Pavilion Arena, and, of course, the Watt Arena. On the Dallas side, if you will have liked to venture on, we're still 11 days away. But if you've never been, go at least once. The North Texas Irish Festival.
Ooh!
Hey, it's back for its 44th year. And it takes place in the, there's no place in Dallas that makes me think of the green, beautiful vistas of Ireland like Fair Park.
Oh.
So you can go through there. That's where they do it. But that's going on this weekend. And tomorrow is, by the way, the North Texas Irish Festival Fun Run. They have a 5K.
That's fun.
Well, depending on how much Guinness you drink beforehand.
There we go.
Yeah, there is an approved course, but pretty much just wherever you end up is kind of the completion point. That's fun to do out there. I don't know. What are you doing there, Heather Lee?
Well, you know, we are in our winter guard era because we have a teen female in our house. So all roads lead to her. And it's the big championships down in Mansfield tomorrow night. Whoa. And I was looking, I was looking at the timeline and the guard mom group text. And it says, did you see that the championships are at 9:30? And I'm thinking, oh, this is fantastic. This is like my time. No, it's 9:30 at night.
Oh, wow.
I know, for crying out loud.
Ooh.
It's okay. Very late. And then on top of it, we lose an hour of sleep.
Yeah.
So that's going to be really fun at the Lee compound.
But they're still guarding us from winter.
They are.
So we applaud them for that.
From winter. So
thank you.
We may be a little late to church, but I did make a discovery. Our pastor is one of your wife's old buddies from her pageant days.
Really?
And also good friends with your mother-in-law.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'm immediately freaked out by this. I don't know why, but I am. I don't know.
The things you learn. I was like, how do you know her? It's crazy. So anyway, other than that, just getting to know you. What about you, sir?
Well, I'm going to have to dig further into that throughout this weekend.
Yeah, don't worry.
I'm worried. I'm worried. Mm-hmm. Sizable time, as we mentioned, Stockyards tomorrow. And then maybe, depending on the weather, more chainsaw fun.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, I've kind of cut down all the things that need to be cut down, but it just makes, that's the thing with the chainsaw. You use it, now you just want to find everything.
Oh, for crying out loud. I got a list of stuff for you to do. Come on over.
When you get a new hammer, everything looks like a nail. Well, I could trim that
hammer.
I'm debating on just trimming the entire lawn that way. I don't know. Change the clocks on Sunday before church, perhaps. But yesterday, I did want to mention this. After the show, Elle and I did head over to see our good friends there at Cook Children's Hospital. Sonny Burgess, he's a beam of light, and the whole team. He heads up the music program and studio over there. But we dropped off the money, the check that was raised because of you.
Oh.
Hank Fans, those donations, from the wedding at the end of December. So wanted to pass on Cook Children's. They were saying, make sure to tell everybody. Okay, we will. Absolutely. Tell them thank you. So on behalf of the folks at Cook Children's, they just wanted to say thank you, Hank Fans, because you guys absolutely made that possible, and they will do such amazing work with
Waking Up KBN, Heather Lee.